Stephenson University and SFMSports.net welcomes you to this presentation of Mustangs Basketball. This multimedia broadcast is available online and on your mobile device and is powered by Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and Stephenson University. Now, let's go to the hardwood. This is Mustangs Basketball.
Good evening and welcome back to BB&T Stadium in Frederick, Maryland. We are 14 days into the new year. Everyone has flipped their calendar except for the Stephenson men's basketball team. 0-3 in the new year after ending 2014 on a five-game winning streak. They look to turn things around tonight against the third-place Hood Blazers. Welcome back inside BB&T Arena. I'm Sid Zweigbaum, joining you once again for Stephenson's men's basketball on SFMSports.net. The Mustangs have been awfully good on the road, 5-1 this season, and the Blazers have been a little bit better than expected, 7-7 overall, but 3-2 in a very wide-open Commonwealth Conference coming into this season. Hood was picked to be a middle-of-the-pack sixth team in this conference, and right now they are alone in third place. A win in this game would keep them in third place. Stephenson stacked up in fourth at 2-3 in the Commonwealth with Albright and Arcadia. The Mustangs, of course, coming off that third loss in a row, the rematch of the Commonwealth Conference Championship. They lose it again to Alvernia at home, 66-54 on Saturday. Stephenson, a tale of two halves. They shot 50% in the first, 39% in the second. There were seven lead changes down the stretch, but 21 turnovers did the Mustangs in. Eric Fisher with his first double-double of the season, all for no good in that game. Justin Kuntz, the Mustangs' leading scorer and rebounder from a year ago, with his first appearance of the season, coming off the bench. Justin with 3 points, four rebounds, and four fouls in 13 minutes. The Mustangs have lost three in a row. Hood coming into this one full of momentum, 77-76 winner at Widener on Saturday. Chris Cook, a three-pointer at the buzzer to win it. This kid, Cook, you saw him in Stephenson twice last year. He was a pest here in Frederick a year ago. He's having a tremendous season, 22.1 points a game. That's second best in all of the Middle Atlantic Conference, 11th best in the nation in that win against Widener. In addition to the buzzer-beating three to win it, he had 25 points, five assists, and two steals. And in that game, Hood, who likes to shoot from outside the arc, a season-high 12 three-pointers made in 24 attempts. We're about 6.5 minutes away from the tip-off. Stephenson at Hood coming up shortly. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
So good to see you. Got me down to ride out of my shoes. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just hold the front of it. Just for the taste of it, just for the love of it, just for the feel of it, just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the love, just for the thrill of it, just for the love. Diet Coke.
Tip-off is minutes away. This is the Mustangs All-Access Pregame Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Battle for third place in the Commonwealth Conference portion of the Middle Atlantic Conference tonight. Stephenson at Hood. The Mustangs have come into this one having lost three in a row. We take a look at their last five games. Starting December 18th, they won at McAllester 61-58. Then a win on December 30th at Allegheny 83-72. Mustangs into the new year with 2 1-point losses, one on January 3rd, a couple of Saturdays ago at Albright 59-58. 58. They lost at home in overtime last Wednesday to Messiah, 75-74, and a home loss on Saturday to Alvernia, 66-54. The Blazers coming in have won two in a row, five of their last seven games. We take you back to December 30th, a 75-68 loss at Christopher Newport into the new year where they've won three out of four. January 2nd, a win against Randolph, 58-55 in the Blue Jay Invitational. Then a loss the next day at Johns Hopkins, 82-73 in the same tournament. Last Wednesday, they lost at Alvernia, 58-53. And on Saturday, a 77-76 win against Widener. Looking at the tail of the tape, these two teams very even statistically. Stevenson coming in, averaging 71.1 points a game. Hood at 70. Mustangs, 66 points allowed. Hood a little bit worse, 72%. Three-point percentage, very equal. Stevenson, 35%. Hood, 34.7%. But they really, really like to jack up threes. They've already attempted 308 on the season in 14 games, third most in all of the Middle Atlantic Conference. Field goal percentage, Stevenson number one in the conference, and that's including all 17 teams in the Middle Atlantic, 47.8%. Hood just 40.8%. The Blazers a better free throw shooting team, just under 74%. Stevenson 68.5%. Both teams turning it over 16 points a game, but where the real difference in this game and a big difference in the two wins against Hood for Stevenson last year could come in the rebounding department. Stevenson, a much bigger team. The Blazers pretty much play five guys, 6'3 and under. The only big man that gets a lot of minutes is number 44, Luke Casey, and he's a 6'6 freshman. Stevenson coming into this one plus 3.1 in rebounding margin per game. Hood averaging minus 7.1, so they're used to being out-rebounded by 7.1 rebounds per game. They are fourth worst in the 17-team Middle Atlantic Conference in that category. Stevenson 2-1 against Hood last season. They tip off for the first time this season. Coming up next, this is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Stevenson women's ice hockey have hit the ice for the third season. And SFMSports.net is there for every save, goal, and power play. Board check. Listen to every Mustangs women's ice hockey game this season. Paul Taylor travels with a team to bring you the action live on the Mustang Sports Network.
Score!
Visit SFMSports.net and click College Sports for broadcast schedules, on-demand content, and highlights. The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Score!
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
Tip-off is minutes away. This is the Mustangs All-Access Pregame Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Sid Zweigbaum back with you in Frederick, Maryland, as Stevenson and Hood get set to tip it off. Stevenson 2-1 against Hood last season. They won December 4th, 2013. It was a 79-76 win. All three of these games were back and forth last year. That first win for Stevenson here at Hood, the Mustangs were up by 13 with 8 minutes to go in the second half. Then they found themselves down by six with 6 minutes to go. Reggie Daniels, who's in the starting lineup tonight for Hood, missed a three to tie it at the buzzer. January 29th of 2014, Stevenson lost by one in Owings Mills, 63-62. Daniels blocked a shot in the lane from Hawkins at the buzzer. There was a crazy play where Stevenson was up by one. Darius Walker got stuck with the basketball, missed a long three. Eric Fisher fouled Devon Hill going for a loose ball. Hill hit the free throws, and then Alfonso Hawkins had his shot blocked in the lane as Stevenson lost that one at the buzzer. February 26th, Commonwealth semifinal. Stevenson in control, up 16 at the break. Then it was just a two-point game with 8:50 left. Stevenson ends up winning it by 11. Again, you see the back back-and-forth nature of these two teams. Justin Kuntz, 20 points, 14 rebounds in that Commonwealth Conference semifinals. We'll pause here for the national anthem. We'll be right back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
I'm loving the switch up, the switch up, the switch up. I'm loving the switch up.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's with a whole new way to order. Now pick your size to build your very own combo meal. Get a Big Mac sandwich with a sundae and side salad or McNuggets with cookies and fries. You decide. No matter how you mix it up, you get a meal you love at a price that loves you back.
I'm loving the switch up.
Prices and participation may vary.
Every day, we need a reward to keep going. At the office. Dropping kids off at school.
Bye, Mom!
Or any time of day. With the McCafe Rewards Card, you can take a moment just for you. Because when you buy five medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the sixth one's free. So reward yourself with a mocha, latte, hot coffee, even hot chocolate. All made to order. At participating McDonald's, applicable only to McCafe hot beverages. Limited time offer.
This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
All right, back in Hood at BB&T Arena, home of the Hood Blazers. Time to meet tonight's starting lineups for each team. For the Mustangs, they'll go with their usual five. Christian Roberts, number two, Darius Walker, number 11, Chris Day. Up front, it'll be number four, Sean Farr, and number 15, Eric Fisher. So second game back for Justin Kuntz, the 6 foot senior, 6 foot seven senior out of the Bronx. And he will come off the bench for the second time. He had two double-doubles against Hood at home for the Mustangs. The game here, he had 9 points and eight rebounds. He really exerted his size against a Hood team that was small last year and even smaller this year with the graduation of their super senior from a year ago, Cameron Cook. Hood graduating three of their top four scorers from a year ago. It was a great season last year for Hood. They were 18-11. They had a seven-game win streak at one point. It was a lot of close games. Just 14 points they won those seven games by at one point. They made it all the way to the Commonwealth Conference semifinals, where we said they lost to Stevenson. They lost in the ECAC Southwest Championship. So a great year last year for Hood. 18-11, their second best season in school history. All 12 seasons here for Hood have been coached by their head coach, Tom Dickman. Let's take you to Hood's starting lineup right now. At guard, it's number 11, Chris Cook. He's joined in the backcourt by number 22, Devon Hill. They go also with a three-guard look, and Terrell Bike as a third guard. Two forwards, number 5, Trevor Magnuski, and number 32, the sophomore, James Brown, providing them with some size at 6'5". So Cook listed as the point guard, but really this year he's taken on that scoring role. 22.1 points a game, second best in the Middle Atlantic Conference, 11th best in the nation, and he was a real pesky competitor a year ago. And much like Stevenson with Darius Walker, their 6'3 sophomore guard, leader in rebounds and assists, Trevor Magnuski, a 6'3 sophomore guard slash forward for Hood, he is their leader in rebounds and assists as well. So an interesting matchup there. Hill in the starting lineup this season for the Blazers for the eighth time was the backup point guard to Cook a year ago. Hit those game-winning free throws at Stevenson on January the 29th a year ago. And he's a starter this season. Mustangs come out in their all-black uniforms, white numbers, Hood, and their home whites with blue numbers. Going to be Sean Farr jumping up for the Mustangs, going left to right. Hood leading the all-time series 12-7. Stevenson 3-5 all-time at Hood. The Mustangs have won two in a row in BB&T Arena. Farr and Brown to jump it up. It's tipped to Magnuski, and we're underway. Basketball on a Wednesday night in Frederick. It'll be Stevenson coming out man-to-man on defense. Hood going right to left. Dribble handoff from Cook to Hill. Hill on the right wing. Guarded by Day. Takes a screen from Casey over to Magnuski on the left wing. Magnuski puts it on the floor. Dribbles from left wing to right wing. Walker closes them off there, so they're matched up against each other. Leading rebounder and assist man for each team. Magnuski gets it back. Hops in the lane. Off-balance shot. No good. Tipped in by James Brown. Feeling good on that offensive tip in. It's 2-0 Hood. Pressure right away from Hood. They go man-to-man full court. Walker has it knocked out of his hands. He's under the hoop and he gets it all the way out across midcourt to Day. A couple of bobbles by the Mustangs. Roberts passes up an open three to Fisher in the near corner. Now up top to Walker. 20 to shoot for the Mustangs going left to right. Hood dropping into a 2-3 zone now. Day top of the key. Over to far left wing, the lefty up top to Roberts, over to Walker. Walker on the right wing, 9 to shoot up top to Roberts. Roberts surveys the D. Nobody in post-up position. Walker for 3, back of the rim, no good. Magnuski clears. Day almost fouled him. Here comes Magnuski, bounces ahead to Cook. Cook stops at the top of the key. Goes over the right wing to Daniels. Daniels inside is deflected out of bounds by Farr. It'll be Hood basketball, 26 to shoot. Inbounding will be Hill from the right side of the hoop underneath the Stevenson basket. Hill out to Magnuski near midcourt. He almost went backcourt after he caught it in the front court. Walker on him. Magnuski drives to his left. Had it on his hip. No call. Kicks out to Daniels. Over to Hill. 13 to shoot. Hill gets a screen from Daniels. Hill going baseline. Hill underneath, inside to Casey, or excuse me, Brown. And James Brown, third start of the season, averaging just 5 points. Magnuski is steal on the inbound. Missed the layup. Stevenson clears the boards. 4-0 Hood, 4 points by the sophomore James Brown. Day down low to Fisher. Fisher going baseline. Left hand reverse. Blocked inside by Daniels. He kicks out to Hill. Here comes Hood running. And Hill stops in front of Mustangs head coach Gary Stewart. 4-0 Blazers. Cook open. Top of the key. Driving. Tripped by Day. And that'll be our first foul with 17:49 to go in the first half. Stevenson trailing 4-0. It's Hood basketball underneath. And a quick substitution. Julian Davis coming in for Darius Walker. That foul was charged to Chris Day. His first, team first. Hill inbounding from under the left side of the hoop. Hill floats out to Davis. Off his hand, Fisher with the steal. Fisher across midcourt to Davis. Davis, right-hand corner. Now goes out to Roberts. Hood drops into their 2-3 zone. Roberts to Davis. Up top to Farr. Farr swings to Roberts. Top of the key, Davis. Back to the left wing to Roberts. Davis stops, fakes a pass, kicks out to Roberts. Roberts tried to bounce it down low, kicked out of bounds by James Brown. Stevenson will have 12 to shoot. Mustangs have only attempted one shot. Davis backdoor to Day on the inbound. Inside to Fisher. He hops, pops, and he's blocked. And it goes out of bounds, so Fisher 0 for 2 inside. 8 to shoot for the Mustangs. Davis inbounding under the hoop from the left side. Davis kicks out to Roberts. Top of the key. Roberts fires him straight away. Splash for Christian Roberts. Mustangs on the board. They trail by 1, 4 to 3. Hill quickly pushing the other way. Tripped up, trying to go baseline. Now he regathers and dribbles outside the arc. Takes a screen and dribbles left. Stops in the lane. Rims out. Rebound by Davis. Davis going to push. Davis across midcourt. Has it poked away. Magnuski comes away with the steal. It was poked away, then kicked forward under the hoop. Now Hill makes a tough catch. Throws it away. Davis to steal. Davis to Roberts. Roberts one on two. Roberts stops in the lane. Up, no good. Rebound Daniels. Roberts looking for the call. Didn't get it. Hood pushing the other way. Right to left. Hill to Cook. Cook hasn't attempted a shot yet. Comes into this game averaging 22.1 a game. Pick and roll. Cook goes right to the lane, and his runner is good. Chris Cook on the board with two. Mustangs throw away the inbound pass. 6-3, and Gary Stewart wants a timeout. It'll be Hood basketball. Stevenson sleepwalking through the first portion of this first half. They trail 6-3. It's Hood basketball, 16-24 to go. Well, Stevenson men's lacrosse has received its preseason rank in the Division III Nike preseason poll, and the Mustangs land at number 5. Stevenson went 19-3 last season, advancing to the NCAA quarterfinals after winning their second straight Commonwealth Conference championship. The Mustangs, as usual, have a loaded schedule. They'll face 8 teams ranked in the Lacrosse Magazine preseason top 20, including 5 of them at home. In addition to Tufts, Stevenson will host number 10, Cabrini, number 6, Cortland, number 7, Lynchburg, and number 12, York. Day Farr, Roberts, Fisher, and Davis, the 5 on the floor for the Mustangs. Blazers keep their starting 5 on the floor. They usually only go about 7 deep in a basketball game. Hill has it near midcourt. Takes a screen from Brown to the top of the key. 2 screens now with Cook. Hill trying to spin away from Day. Backs it out. Now takes a screen from Brown. Dribbles left. Goes to Magnuski. Magnuski outside the arc over to Daniels. Daniels can shoot the 3. Hasn't been so assertive on the offensive end as of yet. Hill to Daniels. Daniels pick and pop from 3. Missed the shot. Got knocked down. Roberts with the rebound. Here come the Mustangs. Left to right. Roberts to Davis. Inside to Fisher. Right block. Triple team. And has it taken away by Daniels. Daniels gave it to Cook. He had it taken away by Davis. Stops in the lane. Julian Davis with the layup. It's 6-5. Stevenson down by 1. .15-27 to go in the first half. 6-5, Hood on top. Leather and the lead up by 1. Cook off a screen. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now backs it out. Wants a screen from Brown. Now goes left instead of using the screen to the right. Kicks over to Brown. Brown puts it on the floor. Now out to Hill. Hill takes a screen from Daniels. Driving left side. Pull-up jumper on the way is good for Devon Hill. 8-5, and after made baskets, Hood pressuring man-to-man. Inbound to Chris Day. Goes behind the back, gets it ahead to Fisher. Out to Davis. Davis, 3 in rhythm. Splash! And we're tied 8-8. Julian Davis, 5 quick ones off the bench. And this thing tied up 8-8. Quickly the other way. Daniels to Hill. Hill jump pass to Magnuski. To Brown in the corner. He launches a 3. He switches a 3. James Brown. Who is this guy? Third start of the season. He's got 7 points in 5.5 minutes. Far ahead the other way after they break the press. Left-hand hook in the lane. Doesn't get the roll, but Sean will go to the free throw line shooting 2. James Brown coming into this one, playing in just his 9th game of the season. Third start, averaging 5.2 points a game. Couple of inside scores, and now he just hit a 3. Far at the line, shooting 2, where he struggled all season. He misses the first. Substitutions coming in for the Mustangs. Ryan Hill, Colby Giacometto, and Darius Walker. Roberts and Day head out along with Fisher. Far third on the team in points per game, 9.7 a game. Misses them both. Shooting just 50% from the free throw line coming into this one. Tanner Roos on now for Hood, replacing Hill. Magnuski stops, kicks out to Brown. He wanted another 3. Farr did a good job closing out. Magnuski, top of the key, takes a screen from Brown. Driving down the right side, spinning into the lane, stops, gives it to Roos, cutting in. He's blocked. And the Mustangs take it away. Here comes Walker the other way to Davis. Davis driving down the left side, stops in the lane, double clutch, missed the lay, and it's tipped out of bounds by Davis. It'll be Hood basketball. The Mustangs hesitating when they get in the lane. Nobody going up strong to the hoop. Hood on top, 11-8. Cook getting an instruction from head coach Tom Dickman and slowly walking in across the timeline. Cook takes a screen from Brown. Cook driving baseline. Cook looking for help. Goes out to Daniels. Daniels traveled before faking the 3. Looking at James Brown's rundown. Did go 2-for-2 from outside the arc. He was 3-for-6 on the season coming to this one. Justin Kuntz placing Sean Farr. Kuntz in for the first time tonight. Played very well against Hood last season in three meetings. Giacometto to Kuntz. Kuntz bounces back out to Giacometto. You know, the Mustangs want to get Colby some open looks from outside against this zone. Soften it up inside. Hill, top of the key, over to Davis. Davis has 5 points. Up top to Walker. Walker over to Hill. Hill bounces to Kuntz. Kuntz baseline. Stops. Double team. Kicks out to Giacometto. Open three. Top of the key. Back of the rim. No good. Hill offensive rebound. Keeps it alive. Davis right corner. Back door to Kuntz. Kuntz on the block. Kuntz inside. Kicks out to Giacometto. Justin, 6'7", has Corey Martin, 6 foot freshman, on him in the zone. Hill over to Giacometto, right wing, 18 to shoot. Kuntz looking for it inside. Davis to Giacometto. Tried to bounce into Kuntz, came right at me. And it's out of bounds. Kick ball right into our makeshift broadcasting booth over here. We're to the right of the south hoop in the right-hand corner of the gymnasium. Came right at me, but I was ready. Giacometto up top to Roberts. 9 to shoot. Giacometto gets it back from Roberts. Now top of the key to Roberts. Over to Davis. Colby fakes a three. Hops. Bank shot from straight away is good. The bank stays open late for Colby Giacometto. 11-10. Stevenson trails by one. I didn't hear Colby call bank. Cook quickly the other way. Beats the D all the way in for a layup. Chris Cook's got four. And now the Blazers set up their pressure defense. Giacometto doesn't see the pressure from behind as he got across midcourt. Almost lost it. Got it to Walker. And the Mustangs trail by three with the basketball. Roberts to Kuntz. Kuntz on the baseline, draws attention. Now kicks out to Roberts, over to Hill. Giacometto to Walker in the corner. Fakes the pass, goes to Colby. Swings to Roberts. Mustangs making the D work. Colby threw it away. Here comes Cook on the steal. Cook goes all the way in. He's fouled by Giacometto hard. And Colby will help him up. Chris Cook, the diminutive point guard for Hood. They list him at 5'10". But Colby Giacometto for the Mustangs, much taller than Cook. First foul on Giacometto. Just the second team foul on the Mustangs. We've only had three fouls so far in the first half. Cook going to the line, shooting two. First free throw is good. Cook on the season averaging 6.4 made free throws a game. He's 85.7% on the season. Cook's second free throw is good. And Cook will come out. And Hill will come back in. Terrell Bike not in the starting lineup for Hood. He is their second leading scorer. Hill to Walker, kicks out to Roberts. Stevenson down five. Giacometto hesitated on three, gets to the right elbow. Now they kick out to Roberts' left wing. Roberts skip past to Giacometto. Catch and shoot three, in and out. Rebound Daniels. Magnuski will bring it across the timeline. Spin, stops, kicks to Daniels. Put up by five. Kuntz knocked it away. He was knocked down, and it went to Magnuski. Magnuski to Ruth's. Bruce with 17 to shoot has Walker on him. Bruce dribbles to the top of the key. Walker diverts that attempt. Now Bruce picks it up with 10 to shoot, goes to Hill. Hill's got Walker switched on him. Hill driving baseline, got a step, double clutch, kick to the corner, three ball coming, and it's good for Corey Martin. Martin coming off a career high 13 points off the bench in the win at Widener on Saturday as Colby Giacometto draws the foul. Comes off the bench, Martin, the freshman from Glen Burnie in North County High School, knocks down a three, and Malik Harris will come in for Hood. So Terrell Bike, a starter, a senior from Forestville, Maryland, and Bishop McNamara High School, missing his fourth straight game for the Blazers. Right now, they're not missing a beat. Up 18-10 on Stevenson. Walker, top of the key, over to Roberts on the right wing. Roberts to Giacometto. Giacometto, no look inside. Kuntz dribbled it off a foot. It goes out of bounds, and it looks like Justin coming up gimpy as he's paying attention to his left ankle, wants to stay in the basketball game. sitting down on the floor, you really get a sense of the Mustang size with Fisher and Kuhn. Roberts, deep three from the right wing, short, no good. Rebound by Roos, the 5'9 sophomore. Quickly ahead to Hill. Hill stops at the right elbow, jumper on the way. Hits the top of the backboard, no good. And Kuhns clears the board. Outlet to Walker. Here come the Mustangs. Left to right, down by eight. Walker to Giacobbeno. Giacobbeno steps in. Walker fakes a couple of passes. Fisher, right corner. Now to Roberts. Kuhns at the free throw line. In the lane, had it knocked loose. Late whistle, and it's good. Travel is the call. Justin thought it was going to be a foul call. Instead, it's a travel. 10:02 to go in the first half. Stevenson trails 18-10. Young and small lineup on the floor for the Blazers. Two freshmen, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior. Roos takes a screen from the senior Daniels. Couple of crossovers. Spins in the lane, off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound and put back by Martin. So Martin with a quick five off the bench. Hood doubling up Stevenson, 20-10. And the Blazers pressing after every made basket. Giacobbeno ahead to Kuhns. He bobbled it. Now goes to Roberts. Kicks out to Giacobbeno. Over to Roberts. Stevenson down by 10. 20-10, 20 seconds to shoot. So after the Mustangs break the pressure, here's Kuhns inside layup block from behind by Daniels. Kuhns got it back inside and puts it in for his first two. And he comes up wincing in pain again. That left ankle giving him some problems. Stevenson down 20-12. Roos sets it up from the left wing. Daniels shows a screen. He doesn't use it. Now he goes to Daniels. Daniels hands it back. 15 to shoot for the Blazers. Roos dribbles into Walker. And they get Walker for the bump. First team foul on Walker. Cook coming back in for Roos. Giacobbeno out for the Mustangs. Julian Davis back in. Quick moving first half. Just five fouls called in this game. Stevenson on the defensive end, looking for a stop, trying to make it a two-possession game. Cook, crossover dribble, gets right by Roberts. Runner off the glass, no good. Rebound, Darius Walker. Walker outlets to Roberts. Here come the Mustangs in transition. Roberts stops, goes to Walker. Davis, right wing, now down low to Fisher. Fisher banging inside, reverse layup. Travel is the call. Fisher got the roll, but he pivoted twice and got called for the travel. Luke Casey in for the first time. 6'6" freshman out of Nanticoke, Pennsylvania. Casey started 9 games earlier in the season for Hood. They're still figuring things out. Hill loads up from three. It's short. Casey had it knocked out of his hands. Davis the rebound. Here come the Mustangs. 3-on-2 if they want it. Davis to Roberts. Roberts pull up jumper off the rim. No good. Rebound by Martin. Martin right to left. 3-on-2. Bounce pass in transition. Rejected by Kuhns. But Malik Harris will go to the line shooting two. And there you see the difference. Hood turning their 3-on-2 into a layup opportunity, where Stevenson on their 3-on-2 settling for a long jumper. Foul on Kuhns, his first, team fourth. Malik Harris going to the line, shooting two. Averaging 1.2 points a game off the bench. Harris gets the roll, his first free throw make of the season. And it's a 9-point lead for the Blazers. They've never trailed. Second one is also good for Harris as he gets the roll from the front of the rim. And James Brown will come in to replace Harris. So Blazers matching size with size of their own. Long pass ahead to Kuhns. Kuhns, look out! And he lays it in as Kuhns opted not to jam it. And the Mustangs break the press with ease there. As Kuhns has four off the bench, Stevenson still trailing by 8, 22-14. Mustang bench chanting defense. Cook draws a double, kicks to Hill. It's knocked away. Davis ahead to Walker, 1-on-1. Walker had it stripped by Martin. This freshman is everywhere as Corey Martin prevents the layup from Darius Walker. Walker, quick inbound to Kuntz. Kuntz driving to the lane. Kuntz under the basket. Hit off the bottom of the backboard. Goes right to Walker. Walker kicks out to Roberts. Up top to Fisher. Fisher back to Christian Roberts. Walker, right-hand corner. Skip pass to Davis. Davis puts it on the floor. Gets in the lane. Floater banks. No good. Rebound fought for. And a foul coming against the Mustangs. I believe they're going to get Kuntz. That's his second. 7:15 to go in the first half. Kuntz picks up his second foul, and Chris Day will come back in. So now the Mustangs going small with a four-guard look and Eric Fisher. Stevenson picking up full court as Day will try to put some pressure on Cook. Cook goes all the way to the hoop. Left-hand layup this time is good. He's just putting on a clinic. He's got eight. And the Blazers lead by 10. Roberts quickly the other way. Stops in the lane. Kicks to Fisher. Fisher three from the left corner. It's short. Rebound by Hill. Here come the Blazers out and running. Hill ahead to Cook. Cook inside. Left-hand layup. No good. Rebound by Casey is no good. Walker the board. He gets it ahead to Fisher. 4-on-1 for the Mustangs. Roberts lobs inside to Fisher. Easiest layup of his college career for Eric Fisher. 4-on-1. And the Mustangs cash in for two. Stevenson down by 8, 24-16. Hill driving left, stops, hesitates. He carried the basketball. And that's a turnover by the Blazers. Magnuski back in. Martin out. Blazers will pick up man-to-man. Stevenson inbounding from under their own hoop. They trap Roberts in the backcourt. Roberts tries to dribble out of it. He gets across midcourt. One hand bounce to Day. Back to Roberts. Ahead to Davis. Fisher on the left wing. Now to Day up top. Day trying to find Walker back door. Fisher from the free throw line kicks to Roberts. 14 to shoot. Walker skip pass over the rim to Davis. Davis from the right-hand corner. Back to Walker inside. Had it slip out of his hands. Got it to Day underneath. Double clutch. Missed inside. Casey the rebound. And he threw it away, but it goes off of Walker out of bounds. It'll be Hood basketball. 5:50 to go in the first half. Stevenson down by 8. Stevenson, 7 of 21 from the floor. Just 33% Hood, 9 for 20, 45%. The difference in the basketball game thus far. Hill into the front court. Over to Cook on the left wing. Cook's got 8 to lead all scorers. They've all come in the paint, and he's the smallest guy on the floor. Eight to shoot. Hill takes a screen from Casey. Fakes a spin move, and he traveled with the basketball. That's another turnover for Hood. So each team now with 7 turnovers as Reggie Daniels set to come back in. He'll replace Casey. Daniels 35% from outside the arc on the season. A lot of guys on Hood can shoot the three, and they're doing it pretty well. Difficult inbound pass for Roberts to handle there from Davis, and he's fouled on the inbound pass. Foul on Hill, third team foul. Mustangs nowhere near the bonus with 5:20 to go in the first half. Day takes the inbound pass, one hand pass to Walker. He hangs in the air, and Darius Walker with his first two of the night. Assist to Julian Davis, and Stevenson cuts it to 6. Day pressuring Cook in the backcourt. Cook now to Daniels at the top of the key, pressured by Fisher. Over to Brown. Brown stops in the left corner. Goes out to Magnuski. Magnuski over to Daniels. Daniels had it stripped by Fisher. It's loose on the ground. They fight for it. Roberts, Daniels, and Fisher. Jump ball is the call. It'll be Stevenson basketball on the possession arrow. Daniels and Roberts don't want to let go of him, and they're still on the floor. And finally, they release, and Stevenson will be awarded the basketball. Davis will inbound Magnuski to pressure him. Still full court pressure. Every time Hood can, Cook knocked it out of bounds, nearly coming up with a steal there. Davis will now inbound from the sideline. Difficult spot, floats it into Roberts. Roberts can really handle the basketball. It's like it's on a string. He's double-teamed as soon as he crosses midcourt. Steps through. It's picked off by Brown. Walker steals it back underneath to Fisher. Fisher reverse layup is good. So Walker stole it back. And the Mustangs quickly within four, down 24-20. Stevenson on a 6-0 run. This is as close as they've been since it was 6-5. Cook fouled in the left-hand corner. 4:14 to go. That'll be the 16th foul on the Mustangs. So Hood in the bonus after this one. Sean Farr checking back in for the Mustangs, replacing Chris Day. So the Stevenson happy to get Justin Kuntz back, but, you know, that's going to adjust everybody else's role on the team. And this is just his second game back. Hill with a full shot clock starts the offense from near midcourt on the left wing. Takes a screen to the right from Daniels. Dribbles to the top of the key. That gets everything going. Hill picks up in front of the Mustang bench and quickly calls timeout. 3:56 to go. We'll take timeout with them. Stevenson trailing Hood 24-20. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Sid Zweigbaum back with you at the BB&T Arena, home of the Hood Blazers. Stevenson trailing Hood 24-20 as we come back from timeout for the second straight season. The Stevenson women's lacrosse team received a preseason ranking, landing at number 17 by Nike Lacrosse Magazine's Division III Women's Preseason Top 20. The Mustangs won their first ever conference title and appeared in their first Division III tournament last season. Their 2015 season kicks off February 18th with the trip to Gettysburg. Chris Cook on the inbound, stopped in the lane, kicks out to Hill. Deep three, Walker got a piece. It goes back to Hill with one on the clock. He missed the shot, and Farr comes up with the rebound. Stevenson can cut it to a one-possession game. Quickly ahead to Walker. Walker stops, goes out to Davis. Now to Roberts. Roberts gets it back from Davis. Farr, top of the key. 1-2-3-4 on the floor for Stevenson. Skip pass to Davis on the right wing. 15 to shoot. Skips it back to Roberts. He had to make a tough catch. Now down low to Fisher. Fisher spins out of the double team. Double clutch in the lane. Jump ball. He was tied up with it. And that's going to be Hood basketball. So Fisher trapped under the hoop. And another turnover by the Mustangs. Casey coming back in for Hood. So he'll play up front with Brown. Now Hood showing a bigger lineup than Stevenson in the front court. Blazers up by 4. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Hill driving on Walker. Next foul puts the Blazers in the bonus. Brown and Hill playing the two-man game on the left side of the floor. Hill takes a screen from Brown. Brown now has Walker in the post. Walker knocked it free. Farr with the steal. Farr ahead to Roberts. Roberts ahead of the pack. Left-hand layup is good for Roberts. He's got 5, and Stevenson cuts it to 2. 8-0 run by the Mustangs. It's been a lengthy run, but a productive one at that. These two teams played barn burners in the regular season last year, where Stevenson with a double-digit win in the playoffs. Cook, pull-up jumper, no good. Walker clears the board. Walker ahead to Fisher. Nobody's there. Fisher with the layup, and the Mustangs have come all the way back to tie it with 2:14 to go in the first half. Walker ahead to Fisher, leaking out. Eric Fisher with 6 points, all on 3 uncontested layups, and the Blazers take timeout with 2:14 to go in the first half, tied 24-24. Stevenson women's ice hockey junior Madison Lang totaled a career-high 3 points, while freshman Chelsea Ellis and Sarah Antonelli each netted their first career goals as the Mustangs scored the game's final 5 en route to a 6-1 victory over Newman on Tuesday. The 11-6 Mustangs improved to 4-2 at home this season. Stevenson hits the road again this weekend, traveling to Utica on Saturday. You can listen to Paul Taylor live on the Mustang Sports Network starting at 3:50. That'll be much easier for the Mustangs soon as they begin their new hockey conference next season. A little bit easier for them on the traveling end of things. Mustangs have come all the way back to tie it 24-24. It started at the defensive end, finally getting some stops as the Blazers have seen their shooting percentage dip to 39%, while the Mustangs are up to 44%. Stevenson doing it all pretty much with open layups. An 8-0 run by the Mustangs has tied this thing at 24-all. 2:14 to go. Magnuski, Roos, Cook, Casey, and the freshman Harris on the floor for Hood. 1-2-3-4-15 on the floor for the Mustangs. Roberts, Walker, Davis, Farr, and Fisher. Ruths takes the screen from Cook. Now an inside-out dribble. Runner off the glass. No good. Casey can't handle the offensive rebound. Now he takes it away from Davis. And a foul coming on Julian Davis. Casey originally had the rebound. Then Davis took it out of his hands. Casey took it right back. And that foul on Davis, his first. Seventh team foul. And that'll send Casey to the line where he has struggled this season, 41%. 1-1 opportunity. Casey shows good form off the back of the rim, front of the rim. Big bounce, and he gets it to roll in. So Casey gets his first point of the game. Hood retakes the lead, 25-24. Mustangs have never led. Casey bends real low on the second free throw. It rims out. Farr fighting for it. Rebound loose. Casey dives for it. Squirts out to Roos. Extra possession here for the Blazers. Roos gets it out to Cook. Top of the key. Three. No good. Casey flying in for the rebound. And he's called for over the back. And that'll be the fourth team foul on Hood. That will give the Blazers a chance to set up their full court press. Walker will inbound. Walker looking for Roberts. Roberts, tough catch near the sideline, has to jump to stay in bounds, and he is fouled on the floor right near midcourt. Fifth team foul on the Blazers. 1:46 to go. Mustangs get this inbound uncontested. Hood drops to their 2-3 zone. Mustangs can take the lead with the basket. Fisher, left wing, up top to Walker. Far on the right wing, up top to Davis. Davis into the corner to Walker. Walker back to Davis on the left wing. He dribbles to the top of the key, 13 to shoot. Walker floats it to Roberts on the right wing, 8 to shoot. Roberts back over to Davis. Davis, or Walker, lob back door to Farr. Went off the backboard. Farr couldn't handle it. Here comes Cook the other way. Kick ball at midcourt by Roberts. He stopped the fast break. So Roberts doing a good job there, pressuring Cook at midcourt, and he stopped the fast break. Hood with the basketball, 33 to shoot. 1:10 to go in the first half. Roos looking over at his head coach, Tom Dickman, for the play call. It's a screen by Casey at the top of the key. Roos now over to Magnuski. Magnuski puts on the floor to Harris in the corner. Harris guarded by Farr. Looking for Casey down low, 14 to shoot. Stuck with it, goes to Roos up top, 10 to shoot. Roos takes a screen from Casey. Pull-up jumper from the left elbow. Off the rim, no good. Walker skies for the rebound. And the Mustangs in transition left to right. Another chance to take the lead, down by one. 9-second difference between shot clock and game clock. 30 to go in the first half. Roberts directing his offense against this 2-3 zone. Davis on the left side. Goes back up to Roberts. 5 to shoot. Davis puts on the floor inside to Fisher. Fisher, power dribble inside. Layup is good for Fisher. Mustangs have the lead, 26-25. 6 seconds to go. Here comes Cook. Had it knocked away. Cook dives toward across midcourt. Jump ball. Stevenson basketball with 2 seconds left. Cook had it knocked loose by Walker. As Coach Dickman getting all over the officials, 2 seconds to go. Walker inbounding at midcourt to Roberts. Roberts, one dribble, looks up at the clock. Runner at the buzzer, no good. And the Mustangs will take it into the locker room, up by one, 26-25. Stevenson comes all the way back to end the first half on an 11-1 run to take the lead. Stevenson at the break on top of Hood, 26-25. We'll take a break. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Federal Student Aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal grants, loans, and work-study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. The Stevenson Financial Aid Office would like to remind you that you have until March 1st to submit your free application for Federal Student Aid for the 2015-16 academic year. Let the funds begin by applying online at fafsa.ed.gov. That's www.fafsa.ed.gov.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Division 3 schools offer academic scholarships instead of athletic scholarships. This really puts the focus that the student athlete needs to maintain that GPA.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division 3. A lot of people pick schools just based on the sport and don't get that experience.
Being a Division III athlete and developing my leadership skills has definitely put my name out there and helped me get more recognition on campus, but more recognition nationwide. I did win the Jostens Trophy, which is based on leadership, academics, and then how well you do on the court.
I'm also the Schwartz Scholar of my class. Schwartz Scholarship is basically a scholarship that is given to a student who's identified as a likely leader.
And the other day, it won't matter how they play on the field, it will matter how they do in the classroom.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Now, we go courtside with the Mustangs Basketball All-Access Halftime Show on the Mustang Sports Network.
Halftime in Frederick. Stevenson on top of Hood, 26-25. The Mustangs trailed by 10 for most of the first half before ending the half on an elongated 11-1 run to take a 26-25 lead at the break. We take a look at the team statistics. Stevenson shooting 44% in that first half, 12 of 27. They were off to a really rough start, 7 of 21, so they made 5 of their last 6 shots, most of them on breakaway layups or uncontested layups. Hood started the half at 45% from the floor, 9 of 20. They missed their last 6 shots to finish at 34.6% from the floor. Three-pointer Stevenson, 2 of 7. Hood coming in advertised as a wild three-point shooting team. They're just 2 of 6, so not a whole lot of threes attempted. Hood, 5 of 6 at the line. Stevenson, 0 for 2. Turnovers, Hood with 10. Stevenson with 8. The difference is the Mustangs Kings with an advantage, 13-4 in points off turnovers. Well, we talked about the rebounding coming into this game. Stevenson plus 3 on the season rebound margin. Hood minus 7. Well, in the first half, Hood out-rebounding Stevenson 18-16. Mustangs the advantage in bench points 11-8 and second chance points 7-5. We take a look at some of the individual standouts in the first half for the Mustangs. Eric Fisher leading the way with 8 points in 16 minutes, but 0 rebounds for Fisher. Leading the Mustangs in that category, no surprise, Darius Walker, 6 rebounds. He also leads the team with 3 assists and a blocked shot. 5 points for Christian Roberts and Julian Davis with 5 off the bench. Justin Kuntz, 4 points, 2 rebounds in 6 minutes. For Hood, their leading scorer, Chris Cook, no surprise. He started out 3-for-4, missed his last 3 shots. He was 3-for-7 from the floor, 8 points total, just 1 rebound, no assists, and 1 steal in 17 minutes of play. James Brown, 7 quick points, 3-for-3 from the floor in 12 minutes. Their leading rebounder is Reggie Daniels with 4 rebounds for the Hood Blazers, who out-rebounded, like I said, the Mustangs, 18-16. We'll take a break here from Frederick, about 10 minutes away from the start of the second half. Stevenson up by 26-25. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Stevenson women's ice hockey have hit the ice for the third season. And SFMSports.net is there for every save, goal, and power play. Board check. Listen to every Mustangs women's ice hockey game this season. Paul Taylor travels with a team to bring you the action live on the Mustang Sports Network.
Score!
Visit SFMSports.net and click College Sports for broadcast schedules, on-demand content, and highlights. The Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Score!
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
The NCAA would like to recognize Division III student-athletes who follow their passions and discover their potential in the pursuit of academic excellence. They're encouraged to engage in all aspects of the collegiate experience while participating in highly competitive athletic programs. Division III student-athletes dedicate themselves to become successful citizens and responsible leaders. Division III. Discover. Develop. Dedicate.
This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Stevenson up 26-25 on Hood at the break. Let's take a look around the Commonwealth. Big one going on in Lebanon Valley. Top two teams in the conference. And right now, as they get ready to start the second half, it is Lebanon Valley 38, Lycoming 34. Lebanon Valley 4-1 in the conference. Lycoming in first at 5-1 as we get set for play today. So Lebanon Valley, 4-point lead at Alvernia. Big margin there. The visitors, Widener, are down 41-22. Again, they're getting ready to start second half as well. And Albright and Arcadia, both teams tied with Stevenson for fourth, coming in this one at 2-3. Second half there, 13:49 to go. Arcadia leading at Albright 42-25. So Arcadia got off to that 2-0 start in the conference, and they're looking to stop a 3-game conference skid. They were one of the teams predicted to be much better this season, and they got off to that 2-0 start. Stevenson stopped that from becoming a 3-0 start, and now they're looking to stop a 3-game losing skid. Federal student aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal grants, loans, and work-study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. The Stevenson Financial Aid Office reminds you that the March 1st deadline to submit your free application for federal student aid for the 2015-2016 school year is quickly approaching. Let the funds begin. Visit FAFSA.ed.gov for more details. Halftime here in Frederick. Stevenson on top of Hood, 26-25. We'll take another break, and we're almost ready for second half action. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
I'm loving the switch up, the switch up, the switch up. I'm loving the switch up.
Here's to a new day at McDonald's with a whole new way to order. Now pick your sides to build your very own combo meal. Get a Big Mac sandwich with a Sunday and side salad or McNuggets with cookies and fries. You decide. No matter how you mix it up, you get a meal you love at a price that loves you back.
I'm loving the switch up.
Prices and participation may vary.
Every day, we need a reward to keep going. At the office, dropping kids off at school.
Bye, Mom.
Or any time of day. With the McCafe Rewards Card, you can take a moment just for you. Because when you buy five medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the sixth one's free. So reward yourself with a mocha, latte, hot coffee, even hot chocolate. All made to order at participating McDonald's. Applicable only to McCafe hot beverages. Limited time offer.
I know sports is important, but having the academic part along with it is a big plus. I've discovered in myself, you know, a newfound ability to overcome adversity at all different angles. At a Division III school, school is really shaped around you developing yourself as a complete individual. The end result in my mind is you just become a very well-rounded person.
Before I came into college, I didn't really think I'd be able to balance so much. It helps a lot that you have a family with your team that can guide you.
With a D3 school, there's a lot of time for other opportunities. The coaches expect a lot of you during soccer, but after soccer, that's your own personal time to really find out who you are and other opportunities that you can pursue.
By balancing all of my interests, basketball, my leadership skills, and academics, I'm able to better prioritize my life and to manage it.
This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Stevenson and Hood in a close one here in Frederick. Mustangs and Blazers retaking the floor as they get set to warm up to get ready to start the second half. Talked about these close games last season. December 4th at Hood, Stevenson a three-point winner, 79-76. Reggie Daniels missed a three to tie it. January 29th in Owings Mills, Stevenson loses 63-62. Daniels blocks a runner by Alfonso Hawkins at the buzzer to hang on for the Blazers. They took the lead on two free throws by Devon Hill. And Stevenson won in the Commonwealth Conference semifinals, 83-72. Stevenson was up 16 at the half, but this thing got close. A two-point game with 8:50 left before the Mustangs were able to pull away and win by 11. It looks like we're headed for another one of these down-to-the-wire photo finishes between Stevenson and Hood. Stevenson got the better of it two out of three times last season. We'll be right back to find out how it goes to start this season. Stevenson up 26-25. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
Division III allows you to give yourself to other things.
Having that free time allows me to pursue the things that I want to pursue.
Division III athletics affords students the opportunity to, you know, engage in the other interests in their campus and in their lives outside of that sport. It allows you to just be able to do everything you want to do. I wouldn't change it for the world.
Get the full story, not just the box scores, at GoMustangSports.com, the official website of Stevenson Athletics. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
It's time to nominate a Stevenson University student athlete for the 2015 Hall of Fame class. The Athletics Hall of Fame will honor former outstanding student athletes, coaches, and administrators for their accomplishments and service to Stevenson's athletic program. Nominees for the class of 2015 will include those who graduated from Stevenson in 2005 or earlier when it was called Villa Julia. The second class of the Hall of Fame will be announced in July 2015 and inducted on October 23rd, 2015 as part of the university's homecoming and family weekend. To nominate someone, visit GoMustangSports.com, select Inside Athletics, and click on Hall of Fame. Nominations will be accepted through February the 1st. Stevenson up by one as they get set to take the court. Gary Stewart in his fourth year for the Mustangs, 52-42 overall. Tom Dickman, he's coached all 12 years at Hood, or he's coached every game in the history of Hood College men's basketball. He's 167-134 overall coming into tonight's game. Hood will put their starting five back on the floor. Cook and Hill, the two smaller guards. Magnuski, Daniels, and James Brown up front. Stevenson will trot out their starting five. Chris Day, Darius Walker, Christian Roberts, Sean Farr, and Eric Fisher. Hood will start with the basketball, the inbound at midcourt. Blazers in their home whites will go left to right. We're underway in the second half. Hill takes a screen from Cook. Kicks out to Brown. Long three from Daniels. Back of the rim, no good. Roberts with the long floorboard. Here come the Mustangs running up by one. Roberts, though, slows things down. And Hood will drop into their 2-3 defense. See if the Mustangs are more deliberate on offense. They go backdoor lob and a jam for Sean Farr. We've seen it. Time and time again, the Mustangs love that backdoor lob against the zone. Roberts to Farr for the alley-oop jam. Stevenson, their largest lead, up by three. Daniels to tie it from the corner. Swish. Reggie Daniels, Mustangs, quick inbound ahead to Day. Day to Farr to Fisher, trailing the play. Rejected by Brown. Here come the Blazers. 3-on-3. Hill stops at the free throw line. Kicks to Daniels. Hill now. Open three, top of the key, no good. It rolls around and in. It looked like he was bouncing off. Back of the rim, front of the rim. Hill got the roll, and Hood retakes the lead 30-28 after back-to-back triples. Roberts quickly the other way. Had it knocked away from behind. Goes out of bounds off Stevenson. It'll be Blazers basketball. They lead it by two. Magnuski will inbound from under his own hoop. Stevenson will pick up with a little bit of light pressure. They go to Hill, back to Magnuski, and he brings it across unpressured. Hood up by three, 31-28. They miss the point on Hill's three. Brown for three. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound coming near us in the corner. And Day with the board. Head to Farr, over to Walker. Stevenson down by three. Roberts, left wing, up top to Farr. Farr over to Walker. Top of the key to Day. Still working against his zone. Hood is playing zone every possession in the half court. Walker up top to Farr. Farr hops in the lane, running left hand, no good. Rebound Farr, had it knocked loose. Still loose, Magnuski picks it up. Magnuski brings it across the timeline, head to Hill. Hill kicks out to Cook. Cook thought about a three, now takes a three, falling to his left. It rolls out. Looked a lot like Hill's three, and Walker clears the board. His seventh. Quickly ahead to Roberts. Roberts kicks back to Walker, over to Roberts' left corner. Roberts down low to Fisher. Walker inside, stripped by Magnuski. It's loose. Hill's got it. Hill ahead of the pack, caught by Roberts. Hill driving in, fouled on the floor, went all the way to the hoop. Missed the lay-in. It's going to be on the floor. Foul on Roberts. That'll be the first foul of the second half. First foul on Christian. Stevenson Down by three. Hood with the basketball inbounding underneath the left side of the hoop. They kick out to Daniels. Magnuski outside the arc. 17-22 to go in the second half. Stevenson down by three. Magnuski switches. Now has Roberts on him. Crossover dribble. Magnuski trying to go baseline. Roberts poked it away at the end of the play. It'll be out of bounds. It'll be Hood basketball with 20 to shoot. Hill to inbound. Up top to Round. Now Cook, top of the key, over to Hill. Hill sets up three, left wing, swish. And the Blazers have come out firing from outside. Stevenson quickly ahead, off the inbounds. Farr, right-hand layup, and the foul for Sean Farr. So the Mustangs breaking that pressure with the home run pass. And Sean Farr quickly at the other end makes it a four-point game. Farr going to the line, trying to complete the three-point play. 17 minutes to go in this basketball game. Farr, the lefty, misses the free throw. He's 0 for 3 at the line. Cook quickly the other way. Hood up by 4. They're 3 of 4 from outside the arc to start the second half. They're just 2 of 6 in the first half. Brown to Cook in the corner. Cook will now dribble all the way out to the top of the key. Cook takes a screen from Hill. Hill has already hit two threes. Start the second half. Hill inside to James Brown on Farr. 7 to shoot. Outside looking for Hill. It's knocked away by Day. Day saves it to Roberts. Roberts ahead of the pack. Goes in for the layup. And the Mustangs cut it to 2. 34-32. Roberts thought Stewart was going to take timeout. Cook lost it. Farr handed it right back to him. And Chris Cook, a little bit of luck there as it slipped out of his hands, went right into the hands of Farr. It slipped out of him, looked like a give and go, and Cook gets into double digits with 10. Roberts launches a three, missed everything. Magnuski the rebound. Bring it the other way for Hood. Day knocked it away. Day with the steal. Here come the Mustangs. 2-on-1. Day and Roberts. Roberts left hand layup is good. He snuck it in under Daniels. And now Coach Stewart calls timeout after the layup. 36-34. Stevenson trailing by 2. A good play there by Chris Day. He knew Magnuski. He watched him do it the whole game. Magnuski stopping around the elbow and kicking out to trailing shooters, and Day just ran right to a trailer and stole the pass. When the Mustangs hit the road this season, take the games with you. Listen live online and on your mobile device on SFM Sports Channel 1. Get the TuneIn app and stream Mustangs basketball live on your phone. You can also visit sfmsports.net and click College Sports, then select the Mustang Sports Network to get Stevenson Athletics broadcasts. And we certainly hope you're listening along with us tonight. Big basketball game for the Mustangs. They've lost 3 in a row. They cannot afford to fall back any further in the Commonwealth Conference. They were the unanimous pick to finish first in this conference. Played the first semester without their leading scorer, Justin Kuntz, who's still on the bench as we start the second half. Rolled that ankle. Hill driving in to Farr. Up and in, and the foul. Acrobatic shot by Devon Hill. Sean Farr picks up the foul, his first of the night. He thought he held his ground, and I don't disagree with him. Either way, Hill made the acrobatic runner. Julian Davis and Giacometto check in for the Mustangs. Walker and Day check out. Now Ryan Hill in for Sean Farr. Hill going to the line for 1. He's got 8 points already in the second half. 10 for the game. Free throw is good. He leads all scorers now with 11 points. Hood pressuring full court, man-to-man, inbound to Giacometto in the corner, bounce it back to Davis. Magnuski goes flying, Davis ahead to Fisher. Fisher back to Davis. Davis stops, one-hand runner, no good. Magnuski clears the board. Magnuski will clear it and bring it across midcourt. Over to Hill. Hill pulls up for 3, swishes it in. He's 3 for 3 from outside the arc. Devon Hill is on fire. Inbound pass stolen away by Daniels. Hood with the basketball up by 8. Hill to Magnuski. Open 3 left corner. Long, no good. Giacobetto couldn't handle the air ball rebound. It hit him right in the numbers and goes out of bounds. And that'll give another possession to Hood. They lead it by 8. Devon Hill inbounds to Daniels. Daniels, pump fake inside. Layup is good over Fisher. And Hood back up by 10. Long pass ahead for Ryan Hill. He's got it ahead to Giacobetto. Twisting layup. He's fouled. And now Devon Hill goes flying. And Giacobetto will go to the line shooting 2, trying to stop the bleeding here for the Mustangs. They trail by 10. They're up by 4 at one point. All of a sudden, the Blazers put together a huge run here to take a 10-point lead. Giacobetto goes to the line, shooting 2. First free throw rims out for Colby. Justin Kuhns checking in, replacing Eric Fisher. And the Mustangs going with these long passes to break the full court press. Threw one away and almost threw a second straight one away. Ryan Hill with an acrobatic play to get ahead to Giacobetto. Colby missed them both. Unbelievable. He's over 80% on the season. He missed them both. Hill, another 3. This one, no good. Heat check doesn't go. Magnuski chases it to the sideline. Out of bounds off of Hood. Finally, Devon Hill missed a shot. 3 for 3 outside the arc. Before that shot, he was 4 for 4 from the floor total and made a free throw. Finally missed a shot. Roberts breaks the trap, gets it ahead to Davis. Stevenson down by 10. Davis to Roberts. Back to Davis on the left wing. Up top to Roberts. Hood in a 2-3 zone still. Kuhns to Walker. Walker snuck in for Giacobetto. Now Colby's set to come back in. Walker, baseline drive, kicks out to Roberts. Tough catch, 3 from the left corner. Splash for Christian. Big shot there for Roberts. He's got 9. Mustangs cut it to 7. Roberts now with 12 to lead all Mustangs in that department. They were late getting the points up on the scoreboard. Cook driving left-hand side, right-hand layup, no good. Gets his own rebound and puts it in without the glass. This kid getting all the rolls. And a foul drawn by Roberts on the inbounds. Corey Martin fouling him. Chris Cook has 12 points. Roberts checking out. Giacobetto checking back in for the Mustangs. Long pass ahead to Giacobetto. Martin tried to take it away from him. Now he gets help in the form of Walker. Stevenson down by 9. Giacobetto puts it on the floor. Pull-up jumper. Air ball too long. Hill with the rebound. Here comes Hood the other way. Hill bounces over to Cook. Cook stops. Goes out top to Daniels to Martin in the left corner. Martin put on the floor, and now he'll dribble out near midcourt, takes a screen from Daniels. Daniels makes the catch, top of the key, lowers his head, puts up a wild runner, goes off the side of the backboard, on top of the backboard, and out of bounds. That'll let Hood set up their full court press. A long pass ahead to Ryan Hill. Hill blocked inside by Daniels. Here come the Blazers the other way. Daniels to Cook. Cook kicks out to Martin. Open 3, right wing, knocks it down. Hood on fire from outside the arc. They lead it by 12, 49-37. Davis back to Walker. Walker 4-on-2 the other way for the Mustangs. It's Kuhns. Kuhns inside, had it knocked away. Goes out to Giacobetto. Up top to Walker. Mustangs can't buy a bucket. Inside to Hill. Hill out to Giacometto. To Walker. Walker on the run. Stops. Floater. No good. Kuhns inside. Bucket. And the foul for Justin Kuhns. Air ball on the runner by Walker. Kuhns bailed him out and cuts it back to 10. Daniels heading out. Casey back in for the Blazers. 12:38 to go. Kuhns at the line, shooting 1. Kuntz free throw, no good. Offensive rebound by Davis. Davis inside, gets the roll. Tough shot by Julian Davis. So it's a four-point possession from the Mustangs. They cut it to 49-41. Cook driving down the left side, drawing a lot of attention, playing pick and roll with Casey Cook to the corner. It's stolen by Giacobino. Giacobino ahead to Davis. Davis one-on-one, hopping in the lane. Scoop shot is good for Julian Davis, 49-43. Mustangs down by six. Hood 5-for-10 from outside the arc here in the second half. Just 2-for-6 in the first half. Stevenson down by six. Hill driving down the left side. Stops on the baseline. Kicks out to Cook. Over to Magnuski. He slows things down with Kuntz on him. Takes a screen from Casey. Lost the basketball. Here comes Walker. Walker in a lone layup is good. And the Mustangs cut it to four. 49-45. Stevenson on an 8-0 run. Cook walks it across midcourt. No timeout called by Dickman. Hood leads by four. Stevenson can stop and make it a one-possession game. Magnuski over to Cook. 11:20 to go. Cook, crossover dribble, and he draws a foul on Justin Kuntz outside the arc. Malik Harris will check in, and he'll replace Hill. No, Hill's back on the floor. Replace Daniels. Fisher in for Kuntz. Kuntz and Stewart having a dialogue as Kuntz heads out. Quick crossover by Cook off the inbounds. He throws it away. Davis with the steal. Good game off the bench tonight for Julian Davis. The Mustangs have needed every bit of it. Kicks to Giacobino. Three from the left corner is short. Giacobino tried to get his own rebound, and Casey fouled him. Colby is down after the hard foul. Foul on Casey, his first. Team fifth on Hood. Stevenson just three team fouls. Mustangs two fouls away from going to the bonus. I don't know if that's a good thing. They're 0-for-6. From the free throw line. Quick inbound to Giacometto. Another three for Colby. This time he knocks it down, and it's a one-point game. Stevenson, with an 11-0 run, has cut the lead to one. Hill driving down the right side, hesitates, off the glass, no good. Walker skies and clears the rebound. Here comes Spider-Man across midcourt. Kicks to Giacometto. Three from the left corner. Yes, sir! Mustangs on top by two, 51-49. It's a 14-0 run. And finally, Hood calls timeout to stop the bleeding. Just when it looked like loss number four was well on the way, the Mustangs rally with a 14-0 run. They take the lead, 51-49, 10:32 to go. We'll take a break with them. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
This is Stevenson Mustangs basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by sfmsports.net.
Sid Zweigbaum back with you at the BB&T Arena in Frederick. Stevenson on top of Hood, 51-49. And it was a one-point lead for the Mustangs at the half. But if you think it was easy to get where we are right now, it's been anything but. Hood led by as many as 12 just a couple of minutes ago. Stevenson with a 14-0 run. They've taken the lead 49-37. Hood basketball coming out of the timeout. They send Devon Hill out on the floor with Malik Harris, Luke Casey, Corey Martin, and Tanner Roos. Mustangs with Davis, Walker, Fisher, Hill, and Giacometto on the floor. Roos, top of the key. 15 to shoot. Crosses over on Walker. Still stuck with it. Goes to the corner to Harris. Harris out to Martin. Martin, 9 to shoot. Top of the key, takes a screen from Casey. And it's stripped away by Fisher. Davis with the steal. Here come the Mustangs. Ahead to Fisher. Fisher puts it on the floor. Layup no good. Casey clears the board for Hood. Giacometto took it away. Giacometto layup is good. 8 in a row for Colby Giacometto. Stevenson leads by 4, 53-49. Bruce inside. Scoop shot rejected by Walker. That's what Darius does, a little bit of everything. Now Roberts coming in for Davis, who is spectacular during this run. A 16-0 run by the Mustangs and counting. Inbound to James Brown. And Cook back on the floor for Hood. They've got their starting five on the floor with Daniels as well. Foul on Hill on the floor as he was trying to hedge that screen. Fourth team foul coming on the Mustangs. First on Ryan Hill. Inbound to Cook in the left corner. Cook looking for a screen from Daniels. Cook driving. Cook stops. Kicks out to Daniels. Daniels, 3 on the way. No good. Rebound to Roberts. Roberts out to Giacometto. Giacometto stopping at the three-point line. He's got 8 in a row for Stevenson. Back to Roberts. Giacometto, 3 from the left side. Short. High rebound goes over the backboard and out of bounds. It'll be Hood basketball. Magnuski inbounding. Hood with the basketball, down by 4. Stevenson calling out the Hood offensive call. They've got this play scouted. 15 to shoot. Cook still dribbling near midcourt. Now dribbles to the left side. Daniels with the screen set up. Cook goes to Daniels. Daniels on the left wing. Bounces in the lane. Double clutch. No good. Brown offensive rebound. Layup no good. Rebound inside by Brown. Missed it. And he's fouled by Hill. So Hill doing a good job preventing the layup. Fisher comes up. Gimpy. 8:36 to go. James Brown going to the line, shooting 2. Stevenson women's basketball team making some noise as Brown's first free throw hits the back of the iron. No good. 14-0 run still in play for the Mustangs. Day replacing Giacometto. Brown's second free throw rims out, and the women's team thinks they got the stop as Roberts brings it across the timeline inside to Ryan Hill. Hill drop step and a foul on the floor. That'll be the 16th foul on Hill, or excuse me, on Hood, as Hill drew it. He had deep position on Daniel. 16th foul on the Blazers. Stevenson will be in the bonus from here on out. 8:28 to go. Walker inbounds to Roberts. Roberts over to Walker, to Fisher, to Day, back out to Walker. Walker up top to Fisher, 24 to shoot. Now to the left side, they Trey Roberts looking for Hill inside. Day doesn't like the entry angle, so he'll go back up top to Roberts. Over to Fisher. Fisher, right-hand corner, up top to Walker. To Day. Day from the right elbow. Jumper, no good. Rebound fought for. Knocked out of bounds by Hill. It'll be Hood basketball. 7:59 to go. Stevenson up by 4, 53-49. Still in the middle of the 16-0 run. Magnuski stops at the free throw line, spins on Walker, stops 5 feet from the paint, no interest in shooting. Now to Daniels, up top to Hill. Hill caught Roberts possibly napping there. Roberts looked like he was looking for someone who was going to bump into him as part of a screen, but nobody was there. Six-team foul on the Mustangs, so both teams will be in the bonus, shooting 1 and 1. Hilda inbound. Left side of the hoop. Goes up top to Daniels. Now to Magnuski. Magnuski spins in the lane. Stops. 12-footer on the way. Back of the rim. No good. Rebound fought for. It's loose. Roberts comes away with it. 3-on-3. Here come the Mustangs. Right to left. Walker back to Roberts. Roberts lines up a three. Yes, sir! Roberts knocks it down. It's a 19-0 run by the Mustangs. Roberts leads Stevenson with 15 points. Stevenson up by 7, 56-49. You can see the frustration in the faces of the Blazers. Cook stops at the free throw line, spins, goes to Daniels. Daniels kicks out to Hill, nearly threw it away. 15 to shoot. Hill looking for a screen. Hill crosses over, hops in the lane. Hill floater off the backboard is good. And finally, that ends the run. Still 16-2 run, quickly the other way. Roberts is fouled. Stevenson 0-for-6 at the free throw line, but Roberts is their best free throw shooter coming into this game. Roberts at 84% on the season. Roberts at the line, shooting 1-1. He misses. Stevenson is 0 for the game at the free throw line, 0-for-7 now. Walker knocked away the pass at the other end, and Hill completes a steal. Roberts across the timeline. Kicks out to the corner. Walker for three. Off the rim, no good. Cook the rebound, uncontested. Hood down by 5 with the basketball. Cook to the free throw line. Kicks out to Hill. Fakes a three. Ducks in. Gets into the paint. Rises and scores. Devon Hill's had a heck of a second half. 56-53 is the score. Day had it taken away by Magnuski off of the press. Hill lines up a three. No good. A rebound for Brown. Bucket and the foul. So the Blazers can tie it with this free throw attempt upcoming by James Brown. Devon Hill, 16 points in the second half for the Blazers. Brown going to the line, shooting one. He can tie the basketball game with 6:03 to play. Substitutions by both teams. Giacometto and Farr and Davis back in for Stevenson along with Fisher and Roberts. Brown's free throw is short. Davis gets the rebound. Quickly ahead to Giacometto. Giacometto in the front court. Back to Davis, under 6 to play. Giacometto open, fake the 3, pull-up jumper on the way. Splish, swish, swish. Half splash, half switch. It is a splish for Giacometto. Stevenson back up by 3. Cook threw it away, threw it right into the bench. Giacometto now with 10 points for the Mustangs. 8 of them here in the second half. Giacometto trapped across midcourt, gets it to Roberts. Stevenson up by 3, 58-55. Giacometto puts it on the floor with 15 to shoot, now picks it up, goes over to Roberts. Davis, top of the key, 8 to shoot. Giacometto launches a deep 3, front of the rim, no good. Fisher, offensive rebound, put back. The foul! Eric Fisher with a big play. His first two of the second half. Offensive rebound and the putback. Many heroes so far for the Mustangs in the comeback, and Eric Fisher puts his name on that list. He's got 10 points going to the line, and he misses the free throw. Stevenson still has not made a free throw in this game. There's 5 minutes to play. Stevenson up by 5. 60-55. Magnuski fouled on the floor. He'll go to the line, shooting 1-1. Magnuski scoreless in this game, but he does have 6 rebounds and 3 assists. Ryan Hill back into the game. Stevenson 0-for-8 at the foul line. Fisher checks out for the Mustangs. Magnuski, he missed. And Farr grabs the rebound. Just one free throw made by Hood in their last four attempts. Roberts on the right wing. Stevenson up by five, under five to play. Giacobino back to Roberts, 18 to shoot. Giacobino on the left side to Farr. Up top to Davis, over to Roberts. Now to Giacobino, fakes the three in the corner. Kicks to Roberts, eight to shoot. Farr in the paint, fouled on the way up. And Sean Farr will go to the line, shooting two. Ninth team foul on Hood, so Stevenson will be shooting two from here on out. Third foul on Daniels. And Farr will go to the line. It's 0 for 3 at the stripe. First free throw, back of the rim, front of the rim, no good. Mustangs coaches just have their heads on their hands right now. They're 0 for 9 at the line. Farr's second free throw is a swish. And Stevenson breaks the ice at the free throw line. 1 for 10 at the stripe. Farr with 5 points. And he makes it a six-point lead for the Mustangs. 4:24 to go. Martin, the freshman, driving on Roberts. He is fouled. Hard fall. Hill helps him up. And Martin will go to the line shooting 1-1. Walker coming back into the game, replacing Giacometto. One and one coming for Martin. Corey Martin. First free throw attempt of the night. His team down by six. Martin, back of the rim, no good. The Hoods missed four of their last five. Stevenson gets the rebound. Roberts into the front court to Walker. Walker slowing things down. Look at this line for Walker. 4 points, but he's got 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Stat stuffer, Darius Walker, the sophomore for Stevenson. 4 minutes to go, 15 on the shot clock. Stevenson up by six. Walker on the left wing. Up top to Farr, back to Walker. Walker, they're backing off him. Skip pass to Roberts. Four to shoot. Roberts puts it on the floor. He's in trouble. Going back door to Hill. Doesn't get the shot off. It missed anyway. Referees didn't call a shot clock. Magnuski the rebound, and he's fouled in the backcourt. I think everybody in the gym, including Ryan Hill, thought it was a shot clock violation. He put up a wild bank shot, and Magnuski kept playing, grabbed the rebound, and Hill had to foul him at midcourt. One and one for Magnuski. Magnuski missed. And I'm not sure what the whistle was for. I'm sorry, Magnuski's in the line shooting too. Stevenson women's team having a lot of fun heckling the Blazer free throw shooters, and it's working. They've missed five of their last six. Second free throw for Magnuski, side of the rim, no good. 6 of the last 7 missed by Hood. And Walker clears his 10th rebound of the day. 61-55, Stevenson up by 6. Walker and Roberts playing catch in no hurry, up by 6 with 3:23 to go. Giacometto back on the floor for the Mustangs. Davis down low to Fisher. Fisher inside. He's in a hurry. He gets fouled. Eric Fisher going to the line shooting 2. He's 0 for 1 at the line. Stevenson is 1 for 10 at the free throw line. Fisher with 10 points. Free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. Second free throw from Fisher is good. And the Mustangs now 2 for 12 at the line. They lead it by 7 to 6-0 run for Stevenson after it was a one-point game, 56-55. Devon Hill takes a screen from Cook. Mustangs have limited Cook to 10 points below his season average. Hill Top of the key, almost had it poked away. Driving in, running shot is good for Devon Hill. He's got 20 to lead all scorers. It's a five-point game, 62-57. Giacobetto in the front court, out to Walker. Now to Roberts. 2:30 to go. Stevenson up by five. We've seen the Mustangs, you know, grind the clock before and let teams get back in it. Let's see if they can finish strong the way they've come back in this game. Roberts launches from the left corner. No good. Got a foul on a three-point attempt. And Roberts will go to the line shooting three. Chance to extend this lead to eight for Christian Roberts. He's 0-for-1 at the line in this game. Stevenson 2-for-12 as a team. Roberts, front of the rim, no good. He's got two more cracks at it. At least he can get it to seven, which would make it a three-possession game. He knocks down the second and third. Second free throw from Roberts. Rims in and out. There is just a lid on the rim at the free throw line for the Mustangs. Ryan Hill and Chris Day checking back in for Walker and Giacometto. 2:16 to play. Stevenson up by five. Third free throw attempt for Roberts. And he knocks that one down. 1-for-3 in that trip for Roberts. Stevenson up by six. 63-57. Cook quickly the other way. Fakes a handoff to Daniels. Inside. Rejected by Hill. And a late whistle as Cook went flying. Hill got him with the body. Ryan Hill can't believe the call. His fourth foul in limited minutes tonight. Hill telling anybody he'll listen. He can't believe the call. Cook going to the line, shooting two. He's got 12 points. He can make it 13. Walker back in for Day. Giacometto in for Hill. So Stevenson going four guards here with Fisher. Five-point lead, 2:09 to go. Cook at the line. Makes the second. He's got 14. Walker to inbound. Full court press by the Blazers. Inbound to Davis in the corner. Back to Walker. Back to Davis. And the Mustangs get it across midcourt to Roberts. Now Stevenson let Hood stay in a 2-3. You wonder how long the Blazers can stay in this zone. The Mustangs using 20 to 30 seconds per possession. Like a handoff to Justin Forsett. And it's like a first down if they get a basket here. 63-59. Stevenson up by four. Inside to Fisher. Knocks over the defender. No call. And Fisher knocks in the layup. He's got 13 as he just bowled over Daniels on his way to the hoop. Stevenson up by six. Devon Hill the other way. Tied up in the air. Jump ball. Stevenson basketball. Hill looking for a foul call there. Didn't get it. Has to fix his hair. He's got a long set of dreadlocks. And the Mustangs get the inbound cleanly ahead to Roberts. Roberts stops at the free throw line. Now dribbles out of harm's way. Mustangs want to use the clock. Up by six. 1:20 to go. 25 on the shot clock. Roberts over to Walker. Now to Fisher. Fisher out top to Walker. Walker driving, kicks to Giacometto. Three from the left corner, long, no good. Offensive rebound by Fisher with a minute to go. Now the Blazers are going to have to foul or try to force a turnover. Roberts dribbling. Pass is picked off by Martin. Martin the other way, one-on-one with Davis. Rejected by Spider-Man Darius Walker. Davis saves it in bounds. Walker ahead to Giacometto. How does he do it? He comes from out of nowhere. And he bails out the turnover. Everybody gets one. And Darius Walker saves the day there. And now Giacometto at the line with a chance to put this thing in a comfortable position. Stevenson has lost three in a row, two by 1 point. Hood knows all about close victories. And they have a never-give-up attitude. Giacometto knocks down the first. He's got 13. And the Mustangs lead it by 7, an important number. It's 3 possessions. Giacometto hits the second one. Stevenson leads by 8, 67-59. Mustangs going full court. Cook puts it on the floor. Cook end-to-end, inside for Brown. Layup is good. Walker tried to swat that one from behind. And a timeout called by Hood with 34.2 to go. Stevenson down by 6, or up by 6, excuse me. They trailed by as many as 12 at one point before ripping off a 16-0 run to take a 7-point lead. The Blazers quickly responded with a 6-0 run to make it 56-55. Stevenson responded to that 6-0 run with a 6-0 run of their own to make it 62-55. And the Mustangs have maintained an arm's length distance since then, now 67-61. Brown will go to the line. Brown just made the layup to make it a 6-point game. He was lining up at the free throw line. Stevenson basketball, Walker to inbound. Blazers pressure. They go in the corner to Davis. Nearly knocked away by Cook. They get it to Roberts on the left side. Roberts ahead to Giacometto. He's the one the Mustangs want to send in the line. Giacometto puts it on the floor, looking for help. Giacometto stuck with it near midcourt. Gets it to Walker. Walker to Fisher in the corner. Mustangs have kept it away for 15 seconds. Walker to Roberts. Roberts holds on to it with 15 seconds left. And he'll go to the line, shooting 2. So the Mustangs. And Justin Kuntz with ice on his left knee. He is up here just briefly here in the second half, and the Mustangs have not needed him. Roberts at the line, shooting 2. First free throw is good. Mustangs have been putrid from the line tonight. It's their fifth make. And now Roberts knocks down a pair. That's 4 in a row for Stevenson. They're 5 out of 17 from the line. They started 0 for 9. So 5 out of 8 is not all that great. Another timeout on the floor. Stevenson up by 8, 69-61. As some of the Hood fans begin to head out to the exits. Good night for Mustang basketball. The women win the first game by double digits. They improved to 12-2 on the season. And now the men's team looking to get into double digits in their fourth try. Looking to improve to 10-5. They have an 8-point lead with 15 seconds left. It'll be Hood basketball down by 8 coming out of the timeout. Look at the Mustangs' upcoming schedule. Big couple of games coming up for Stevenson. Their next game is Saturday at Lycoming, scheduled for 3 o'clock tip-off, and then next Wednesday home against Lebanon Valley at 8 o'clock. So the Mustangs playing the top two teams in the conference. Basically the top three, because Hood came into this one in third. All in a 7-day span. Cook quickly ahead. Gets it to Magnuski over to Hill. Long three from the right side. Air ball. Missed everything. Long and wide. 5.6 to go. Stevenson up by 8. See if the Blazers call off the dogs. And it looks like they have inbound ahead to Giacometto ahead of the pack. He's not going to go in for the layup. And the Mustangs, down by 12 in the second half, come back to win it by 8. 69-61 the final score. Stevenson improves to 10-5. They stop their 3-game losing skid in conference play and get back to 500 in the Commonwealth at 3-3. Final score, Stevenson 69, Hood 61. We'll be right back to wrap it up from Frederick. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
So good to see you. Count the dance around out of my shoes. Tired, cool. Don't need a reason. All I really need is you. Just
delicious for the fun of it. Delicious, crisp taste of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the feel of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke, just wanna catch ya. It's electric when you hit my lips. Feels so good to hold ya. It's the no calories that makes me feel like this. Just for the fun of it. Just for the thrill of it. Just for the love of it. Just for the taste of it. Diet Coke.
Federal Student Aid, a part of the U.S. Department of Education, provides more than $150 billion in federal grants, loans, and work-study funds each year to more than 13 million students paying for college or career school. The Stevenson Financial Aid Office would like to remind you that you have until March 1st to submit your free application for Federal Student Aid for the 2015-16 academic year. Let the funds begin by applying online at fafsa.ed.gov. That's www.fafsa.ed.gov.
Every day, we need a reward to keep going. At the office, dropping kids off at school.
Bye, Mom!
Or any time of day. With the McCafe Rewards Card, you can take a moment just for you. Because when you buy five medium or large McCafe hot drinks, the sixth one's free. So reward yourself with a mocha, latte, hot coffee, even hot chocolate. All made to order. At participating McDonald's, applicable only to McCafe hot beverages. Limited time offer.
The Mustang Sports Network returns with an in-depth recap of the game and a chat with the coach. This is Mustangs Basketball, powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Frederick, where Stevenson, a 69-61 winner. We're joined now by Mustangs head coach Gary Stewart. Coach, the obvious, how good does it feel for you guys to stop this three-game losing streak?
Well, my bigger concern was playing right. You know, if we play right, then everything else is going to happen. We didn't execute very well the last three games. We had averaged 20 turnovers. You're not going to win in this league if you average 20 turnovers a game in the last three games. We got that corrected tonight and against a team that pressured for 40 minutes, so I'm very proud of that.
You knew, like you said, it was going to be a team that pressured 40 minutes. You guys only turned the ball over 13 times. Talked about playing right, but at one point in the second half, you're down by 12, 49-37. What changed during that 16-0 run?
Well, again, we talked about it to our guys. We knew it was going to be a rock fight. It's up and down, up and down. Just stay with it. Hang on to the rope. And, you know, we made some plays. We got some stops. We got out in transition. We got a couple opportunities where we got fouled in an and-one situation and converted. And then I thought we did a good job for about 6 or 7 minutes closing down our basket and getting some defensive rebounds.
How important was it to get the defensive rebounds? Because that prevented them from setting up their pressure.
I think it was really critical. We were concerned. You know, they do a very good job of rebounding on the weak side. And all game long, we were harping to our guys yesterday and the day before about having to check out guys on the weak side. We didn't do a great job of it in the first half. I thought we were much better in the second.
Coach, I'm sure you didn't have to do a running count in your head, but the free throws throughout the game, you guys started 0-for-9. What was going on? I mean, even guys like Colby and Christian were missing at the line tonight.
Yeah, it reminded me, grad night, I took a young lady to Disneyland, and she wanted a stuffed animal, and you know, I'm running a little bit low on cash, and so I thought, man, my best opportunity is maybe make three shots. So I go to the stand and make three shots, and boy, they had a lid on the sucker, and I didn't make it, and she got away from me, and I'm here in Owings Mills. But it felt like that, you know, with 0-9, and it felt like the rebounding drill when you put a little device over the rim. But again, we kept telling our guys, just keep playing and get into that position. And then at the end, we made some.
Yeah, a lot of games won and lost at the free throw line. You guys didn't win at the three-point at the free throw line. More like the three-point line. Big plays in the run. Christian Roberts hits a three in the left corner. Colby hits two. Christian hit another one in transition, a well-timed three. You guys hit four threes on that 16-0 run. Was there just a feeling of momentum and building during that run once you guys, you know, went from down 12 to down 7 to down 4?
Yeah, it's a wild game, you know, basketball. it ebbs and flows, and you hang on to the handrail when it's not going real well, and when it's going really well, you know, you empty your pockets because you double down on those type of things. And again, our kids are resilient. Our kids fought hard. We talked about, you know, Duke is undefeated, and then they lose at their at Cameron Indoor by 16. That's basketball, and we had ours, and every team has a tough period. You hope you win those games when you're going through that, but we came out on the right side of this one, and we'll get back to work because we've got some difficult assignment on Saturday.
Yeah, like Homing coming up this weekend, then Lebanon Valley. How important is it to keep this thing rolling against those top two teams and get yourself back toward the top of the
conference? Yeah, again, I haven't even looked at the standing, so you know more about that than I did. I shut that thing down after a loss and tried to focus in on Stevenson and playing better. And, again, we talked to the guys about it. It's an exam against yourself. Now, somebody might press, another team might zone, and it's how you handle those things. And obviously, we're going to see more of the same. Lycoming is going to press us, and we're going to have to handle the ball.
Well, you guys certainly handled it well tonight, Coach. We'll see you this weekend. Big game coming up at Lycoming. Congratulations. Big win tonight, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. That was Mustangs head coach Gary Stewart putting the finishing touches on this 69-61 win for the Mustangs. We'll be right back with our final stats. We'll wrap it up and get you set for this coming weekend. Stevenson, a 69-61 win over Hood. We'll be right back. This is the Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think that a case can be made for lunch. Hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. That's a no-brainer.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Your Owings Mills B-Dubs is minutes away from Stevenson University on Owings Mills Boulevard. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The Stevenson University Alumni Association has a long-standing tradition of providing many programs that affords the more than 15,000 alumni to stay involved in the college. Through career and internship fairs, alumni happy hours, sporting events and outings, and open houses, the Stevenson University alumni are able to stay connected to the university, students, fellow alumni, and the community. To learn about the SU Alumni Association programs and upcoming events, visit stevenson.edu/alumni.
Each week, the Mustang Sports Network takes you inside the huddle and on the field with in-depth coach interviews and player showcases. We'll talk to the head coaches, preview upcoming games, and break down the X's and O's. Plus, we'll learn more about what it takes to be a Mustang student-athlete with our player spotlights. Look for the Mustangs On Demand video features each week on Facebook and Twitter at GoMustangSports.com.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
The Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Stevenson beats Hood tonight 69-61. Mustangs improved to 10-5 and up to 3-3 in the Commonwealth Conference. Hood drops to 3-3, so they're tied for third in the conference as we conclude tonight's game in the Commonwealth. We'll get you some final stats. We'll take a look at the score, and then we'll get you on home for tonight for the Mustangs. We'll take a look at the final stats here from a team perspective. Stevenson finishes the game shooting 48% from the floor. Hood, 41.8%. Mustang, 6 for 17 from outside the arc. Hood, 7 for 18. Hood actually above their season percentage at 39% tonight. Free throws, an abomination for both teams. James Naismith rolling over somewhere. Stevenson, 7 for 19 from the line. That is 37%. Hood, 8 for 16, 50%. Blazers out-rebound the Mustangs by 1. Stevenson Anderson, 17 assists to 13 turnovers. Hood, the opposite, 10 assists to 20 turnovers. So the Mustangs, a much better assist-to-turnover ratio. Stevenson, 30 points off turnovers. Hood, just 11. Mustangs outscoring Hood off the bench, 29-11. We had three ties and three lead changes in this game. Leading the way for the Mustangs, Christian Roberts, 18 points. He had five rebounds as well. Eric Fisher, 13 points for the Mustangs, including that big putback late in the ballgame. Colby Giacometto, 14 points off the bench, but just 2 for 8 from outside the arc. How about this line for Julian Davis off the bench? 9 points, 4 rebounds, 6 steals. Darius Walker, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 blocks, and 4 points for the Mustangs as he does it all. Navon Hill leading Hood with 20 points, 18 in the second half. Chris Cook, the second leading conference scorer at 22 points a game, held to just 14 on 5 of 11 shooting, but 5 turnovers for Cook was his undoing tonight as the Mustangs win it 69-61. They improve to 3-3 in the conference. Hood drops to 3-3. Lycoming beats Lebanon Valley 76-69. So Lycoming improves to 6-1. Lebanon Valley alone at 4-2. Hood and Stevenson at 3-3 in the conference. Alvernia takes that halftime lead and continues to roll 86-65 over Widener. So Alvernia gets their second conference win of the season. Widener stuck with 2 as well. And Arcadia pulling away from Albright up by 22 late in that game. 1:13 left at Albright. So Arcadia also will improve to 3-3 on the season. So you look at the Commonwealth after tonight, Lycoming 6-1, Lebanon Valley 4-2, Hood, Stevenson, and Arcadia 3-3. Stevenson on Saturday, a men's and women's doubleheader at Lycoming. Women's game starts at 1, men's game scheduled for a 3 p.m. tip-off. So that's a huge game from the Stevenson men taking on 6-1 Lycoming. Until then, I'm going to thank Rob Dawson for sticking around and producing this men's basketball game. He will have the call of the women's game starting at 12:50 on Saturday from Lycoming. Until then, we thank you for listening to Stevenson men's and women's basketball on SFMSports.net. Final score in the men's game tonight, Stevenson 69, Hood 61. I'm Sid Zweigbaum. We'll see you Saturday afternoon from Lycoming. Good night.
This has been a presentation of Stevenson University Mustangs basketball from SFMSports.net. This multimedia broadcast was powered by Coca-Cola, PMM Companies, and Stevenson University. Get game recaps and more at GoMustangSports.com, the official home of Stevenson University Athletics.